Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We were just talking about Route 66. Let's discuss road trips there and elsewhere. From the Chicago area, Illinois Office of Tourism Deputy Director Carla Flannery joins us. Carla, Route 66, it's still there in parts, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. It is one of our most visited places in Illinois. It's a very historical site that is full with places to go, surprises to find along the way, and there's just so much to do. If you wanted to go start in Chicago, you can take pictures around the Gemini Giant in the town of Wilmington. You can also take pictures in the Route 66 mural in Pontiac, and then follow to grab a corn dog at the Cozy Dog, which is a home to the original corn dog on a stick. And from there, go to Springfield just to learn the history and the legacy of Abraham Lincoln. And then further south, just go get an ice cream cone at the Twisted Treat Diner and Pink Elephant Antique Mall in Livingston. There's just a ton of little stops that you can make along the way.
Yep, and it starts on Adams, right? Right across from the Art Institute. The Illinois tourism folks have created an itinerary called Birthplace of the American Road Trip. It features everything there is to love about good old Route 66. And let me tell you something. I really enjoy your accent. It's lovely, Carla. And hearing you say corn dog on a stick has made my day. How can people get the information? Is there a website where they can go to?
Yes, please go to enjoyillinois.com. We designed over 60 itineraries to make sure that people and everybody could find the experience, the kind of experience they're looking for. Illinois has so much to offer. So whether you're looking for an architectural tour or an arts or a family-oriented or a pets-oriented or an outdoor adventure, Illinois has everything for everybody. So go to enjoyillinois.com and look at our itineraries. It will take away the stress from planning a trip. We provide recommendations on hotels, restaurants, places to play, and activities to do. So, yes, please do that this summer and come visit Illinois. We're so excited to get people back around our beautiful state.
The sunshine is going to start warming us up beginning later in the weekend, and Navy Pier is open again. And if you haven't been there lately, it's a little different. A lot of changes, a lot of things new, right?
Absolutely. Well, the city and the state, we both have been getting ready to welcome people to our state again, opening everything, but making sure that people also feel comfortable, and that we owe that in large part to Governor Pritzker, who has been making sure that healthy is a priority for everybody. So, yes, things have changed in order to make people feel comfortable and safe and taken care of.
Leave us with one really unique kind of offbeat idea for an Illinois road trip, Carla.
Oh, wow. There's so many of those around the state that I would have a hard time just focusing on one, but there's so many, like even including in Chicago, the Bean in Chicago, the Gemini Giant. You can go to Metropolis and take picture with that giant Superman. Even the Route 66 mural in Pontiac, which is amazing. So lots of little things to discover. There's one road trip called Roadside Distractions, which will take you along the pretty much around the state to discover all these little quirky things that you can only find in Illinois.
Roadside Distractions, I like that one. All right, how can we get that itinerary and the others again?
Again, go to enjoyillinois.com. You'll find over 60 itineraries, and I highly recommend them. There, you can download them. They have pictures. They have maps. They have everything you need to visit our state this summer.
Find out the best place for corn dog on a stick. It's Carla Flannery, Illinois Office of Tourism Deputy Director. Thank you, Carla. Hope you enjoy the weekend.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye. You too.